Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Tel Summit series, From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. I am very excited to introduce a very special guest speaker to our audience today. Margot Delingos is the creator of Mystic Medicine Secrets for Miracles, Direct Healing and Manifestation of Anything You Desire with One Easy Tool. I'm super excited about this topic because we're going to learn things like how to create a direct connection to spirit prior to your healings and spiritual practice to ensure you receive accurate and effective healing outcomes always. Understand how and why miracles happen for some and not for others. And learn what you can do today to increase your odds of miracles happening for you in this lifetime. Experience direct healings with Margot to uncover and clear personal root causes of your concerns and specific blocks to your highest and best good. Clear your energy structures and fields so that you can fully receive the high-frequency healing energy of source that is required for direct healing, and allow and accept the bliss, grace, harmony, freedom, purity, joy, gratitude, hope, mercy, celebration, and victory to transform your consciousness. And we will learn about the Whole Beauty Mystic Medicine Curriculum for Miracles and the Sovereign Solution. This is so exciting, and this is going to be a really energy-packed healing call for all of you guys that are present now for the live call and then later for the replay, because Margot is planning on doing a lot of healing. She's going to bring in a lot of energies to help people. So whether you get selected for a one-on-one or you participate in the group process, there are a lot of opportunities here today to really heal and transform your frequencies. A little bit about Margot. Her living prayer is to help as many souls as possible release all suffering and realize that they can heal and manifest anything as conscious co-creators with spirit. Her own spiritual journey began as a quest to find harmony and healing from childhood trauma when medical doctors, talk therapists, and many healers were not able to provide her with the complete relief that she was seeking. It was then that Margot discovered that she could create a direct connection with spirit, and she understood the impact of soul-spirit alignment that things began to change rapidly. Joy returned, severe anxiety and panic became a thing of the past, vitality, health, and hormonal balance was restored, chronic pain was gone, she attracted her ideal partner of 30 years and also now enjoys a purposeful career that provides financial and location freedom with ease. Margot now helps clients around the world create deep healing and success using the modalities that helped her. Let's welcome Margot to the show. I am so honored to have you here with us, my dear.
Oh, thank you, Erin. What a beautiful welcome. And hello to everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
It's wonderful to have you with us. I would like to start the question with the connection to spirit. I know you are big on that. So how does one create a direct connection to spirit to ensure that they will receive accurate healing outcomes? And what are the steps that are involved in that, Margot?
Well, this is such a foundational piece of my work. And, so important for all of us to remember. I think often we're so eager and excited to get on with our healing process or our meditations. And I've just discovered that if I take the time ahead of my spiritual practice or any healings I'm involved with to make that direct connection with spirit, we're just ensured more accurate information and also more accurate healings and manifestations. So Yeah, and it's palpable. It's really palpable. We're going to have the opportunity to create that direct connection. And yeah, I'm here to be a channel for everyone while we do that, in the hopes of activating for everyone on the call your ability to command miracles and fulfill wholeness through the purity of our hearts today together. Because when we are connected to spirit, we have access and we can allow these high frequency energies that are available to us with the one. And if we don't take the time to make this connection, yeah, we can spend a lot of time, a lot of money in healing processes and perhaps miss the opportunity to receive these high frequency energies that are required for direct healing. You know, there is a science within the spiritual practice. So I would love to share that with everyone on the call today. There's basically four things we're doing when we're creating a direct connection. We want to clear. So we want to clear anything that's in the way, anything blocking or interfering, really. But we can speak directly to spirit to do so, and I will guide everybody in that. And then we also want to close. Our spiritual boundaries are paramount when we're working with spirit. That's where we get into trouble. If things leak into our energy field, they can disrupt our energy structures, disrupt the channel, and we want to close any openings and cracks. And then the good part, once we've cleared and closed, we then can allow and accept the download of the high frequency energies that are available to us with our own spiritual essence and also direct connection to spirit. So we'll have the opportunity to flood all of your energy fields with this gorgeous, luscious energy that is required for direct healing. And I always tell my clients, this is the most important thing I can help all of you with as a healer, to support you to accept and allow your spiritual essence and these high frequency energy in through and around your bodies to embody this beautiful energy, because this spirit knows exactly where to go. We as humans, we love the conscious control and we love to know what's happening, and we can do that. We can ask. But the most important thing is that we embody these high frequency energies. So, and then once those are downloaded, we want to ensure protection, because we want to ensure that we're working within the sovereignty of all that is good. So we'll put up quadruple shields of protection for everyone on this call so that you can really feel into that protection. It's very difficult, challenging times right now. I'm sure that's why a lot of people are on this call. And please know that there's so much as multidimensional beings available to us that we can tap into to feel supported, guided, and protected. So we'll have the opportunity to do that. So, yeah, anything else on that, Iram? I think, you know, that's really
the essence of the foundation. I was wondering if you could actually, yeah, because you wanted to just start off the call with bringing in some energies to kind of create a foundation. So if you want to do that, I think that would be fantastic. And if you can just let our listeners know how to follow along with you.
Yeah, so this will be a guided process. So I invite everyone to get comfortable. Keeping in mind it is an active process. You will feel more relaxed and more neutral, but we want you to remain active, because shifts in consciousness come to us in the form of subtle energies. So I invite you, as we go through this process, to feel into the subtle energies available to you and the shifts there, because as you experience the shifts within, you will experience the shifts in your outer world, okay? So I invite everyone to get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor and nice erect spine, because that supports yourself as a neutral channel between heaven and earth. And the most important thing when we first begin is to ensure we're grounded. It's like your car battery. If it's not grounded, you won't get the electrical circuitry to support your connection. So we're working with energy. So first we're going to ground. So I'm going to invite you to sit nice and tall. Drop your shoulders down and back And we're going to begin with a few deep breaths to ground. Interesting, spirit's coming in already. I just want to share with you all that the energies that are coming in right away are unity and friendship. So please know that we're all here together in unity as friends and co-creators with spirit. So we just bring that energy in first. Thank you, spirit. So we take a deep breath down to the low belly. Big nourishing breath. And with your exhale, take that energy all the way down your legs and through the bottoms of your feet, all the way down to the center of beautiful Mother Earth. Just feel your energy sinking down, tuning in, tapping in, dropping in. Good. And then with the next breath, down to the low belly again. Exhale down your legs and down through your feet. Send that energy down to Mother Earth again. And I invite you now to open your crowns and feeling above your crown, about 3 feet above your head, a gold white light. And drop into the awareness that this is your spiritual essence. And smile with that recognition. Take another deep breath down to the low belly. And as you exhale, this time all the way down to the ground, begin to let and allow your spiritual essence drop through your crown, all the way through your head, neck, body, all the way where you go, all the way down through your legs, through the bottoms of your feet, to the molten center of Mother Earth. So just feel that chair beneath you. Feel the support available to you. And then when you're centered down at the center of Mother Earth, keep your human aspect of yourself. You can put a carabiner down there. Lock yourself in. Because our spiritual work, if it's not grounded, it won't serve you. So stay grounded there in Mother Earth. And then we're going to take another deep breath from the center of Mother Earth by lifting your toes. That will activate your meridians, all that circuitry. Take a big breath from the center of Mother Earth, drawing your spiritual aspect or spiritual essence back up through your feet, through your legs to your low belly. And with the exhale, drop your toes. And then send your spiritual essence all the way back through your center channel, all the way through your crown. And then we're going to travel all the way through the dimensions up to the seventh dimension. So traveling through the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. The sixth will feel like sort of like a gel. And then you'll see a light and moving into that bright, bright, bright white light of spirit in the seventh dimension. And we're going to go all the way back to the void where you'll feel a sense of absolute nothingness. Back to the womb of spirit, where we can be reborn again. And this is where the miracles abound. Just tapping into that beautiful empty space. There we go. And this is where, it's why the energy of unity and friendship came through. This is where we're all one. And just feel that essence. And then we're going to travel all the way back down. Wow, it's beautiful. All the way back down through your crown. And then resting at the center of your heart. And I welcome you to put your hands on your heart. And we're going to hold the intention here today that myself is a neutral channel and all of you on this call for direct healing, that we're working with spirit to activate your ability to command miracles. And our intention is to fulfill wholeness for everyone on this call through the purity of your heart. So feel into your heart. And then as you're in this heart space, I'd like you to take a beautiful breath through your heart with the white light. Feel it moving in through and around your heart space and extending it to spirit all the way down to the ground and create a beautiful orb of white light around you. And let's invite a circle of security or a circle of empowerment around you here. We want to be reminded that we're supported. And just call in angels of light, anyone you want to call in, guides, Holy Spirit, ascended masters, high council, high self healing wholeness committees, the etheric surgeons medical corps. We're just reminded that we're so supported and guided here. Good. So with our intention for wholeness on this call, I invite everyone with one hand on their heart to bring their awareness to the crown. And I'd like all of you to take a moment to bring to mind anything that feels separate in your life right now from wholeness. Any sense of sabotage, story, attachment, any negative emotions, bring them all to the awareness of the crown. The crown is where we hold all our attachments. So we're going to call upon high self and spirit. Just invite you to run those. It's going to start to feel like a record player playing. You'll start to see some patterns. Anything that's in your way right here, right now, that feels like sabotage. The stories, the attachments, the thoughts and the emotions. Just let them run. And we're going to call now upon Grace Elohim, which is the purest form of love. And the force of grace has the capacity to break all ties with the past or any negativity. So we call upon Grace Elohim with high self and spirit to please clear. So this is what we spoke of, is clearing. We're going to clear all blocks, interference, and extra souls. Clearing all addiction, double addiction, all codependence, any negative motivations, beliefs, perceptions, and judgments that no longer serve. Grace Elohim, you beautiful, beautiful light beings, please spin out for everyone on this call. Spinning out any shame, guilt, mistrust, shock patterns, trauma, stress, fear, disharmony, anger, or worry. And so Grace is going to come down in a spiral in one direction. It's a beautiful iridescent light. It's coming down upon you in spirals just to clear any links to any of these attachments. And your job is to just use your free will to watch them go. It's almost like you're becoming the detached observer and allowing them to return to the care of spirit. Thank you. And they're clearing in one beautiful direction. And please clear with this any miscommunication, expectations, frustrations, any sadness, enemy patterning, scarcity, or loneliness. And you can throw in there anything that you want to put in there right here, right now. Watch it go. And while we're here, we're going to throw in all viruses, funguses, bacteria, parasites. Thank you, Spirit. Please clear. And please clear any entities, attachments, dark forces, astrological distortions attached to any of these thoughts and emotions. Please clear. So it's coming to a close. There we go, in one direction. You may be feeling that now it's going in the other direction. High self, spirit, and Grace Elohim, please clear the same stuff, just the other way. Because there's so many on the call, that speaks to the unity of us working together. It's going really, really fast. So Spirit reminding us that as a collective, we can do more work together to heal humanity. Spirit's reminding me to remind all of you here that you're not just doing this for the liberation of yourself, that as you do this work, you are contributing. Pardon me? That we're contributing to the liberty of all humanity here. This is clearing. Thank you, Spirit. That is clear. And we ask High Self Spirit, can you hear me, Irem?
We ask yes, I can.
Okay, to please close. So I invite you here to say in your own mind, I'm a divine spiritual being with divine spiritual purpose and divine spiritual boundaries. Put those boundaries up now that you're clear and drop into what feels like safety, security, Beautiful neutral space. High self spirit, please close any openings and cracks through which any interference originates. Feel that protection coming in for you. Take a deep breath into your low belly and exhale to the ground, staying grounded. There we go. Just feel that process of this happening while you're grounded in your human experience and connected to spirit. Good. Closing. And high self spirit from here. We're going to also call upon Archangel Michael and the legions of Michael to please download. So this is the third step. We're downloading the high frequency energies and your spiritual essence to infuse your body and your energy field with the energies of pure grace. Just allow and accept. That's all we need to do here. Allow and accept. Grace, purity, hope, faith, liberty, peace, harmony, mercy, rapture, freedom. Bring to mind through your third eye and all the way down to the ground what freedom and wholeness will look and feel like for you now. On the wings of that freedom, we're downloading intimacy, love, and victory. Deep gratitude, celebration, and joy. We're also downloading a full connection to spirit and tolerance, clear communication, health, abundance, prosperity, and mastery. Feeling into the sovereignty available to you here for serenity, centeredness, divine wisdom. And a deep breath into that low belly again, bringing in groundedness. That this is your spiritual essence and your divine inheritance. And just feeling into that direct connection, you should be feeling more and more neutral. And then high self spirit, we call upon the circle of security and the circle of empowerment to move all the way from the center of Mother Earth all the way back up to spirit around everyone who's on this call to please protect with the highest form of sovereignty to ensure that we're working with within all that is good and all that is for everyone on this call. Thank you, Spirit. And Spirit will verify when we're prepped to work and that we're working with our high self and spirit directly. And just feel into that beautiful neutral space. Spirit's asking me to remind everyone on the call that you made this happen, not me. I'm a guide, and you have the capacity to manage these energies as a spiritual being having a human experience. Just probably clearing still and coming into complete alignment. And there we are, Spirit's affirming that we are all now completely connected with Spirit in unity, in friendship, for the intention of commanding miracles and to fulfill the wholeness through the purity of our heart. So just take a deep breath and really enjoy that beautiful energy. So we're connected, Irem.
Beautiful.
Yeah, grounding our spiritual essence is so important. And what it will do, it will assist us to be fully present so that we can release the lower density energy that interferes.
Mm-hmm. So now, okay, I if you guys want to comment on the webcast, please do so. I want to know how you feel. Did you feel the high energies coming through? Let me know, please. And now we're ready to do some work. We want to actually, I want to ask one more question, and then we are going to be jumping right in. You guys can talk to Margot about, you know, if there's something that is blocking you, something that you want to manifest. We will be able to do some one-on-ones and some really exciting work. Before that, I want to quickly ask you, Margot, we've been talking about miracles and how we have the capacity to create miracles in our lives, yet for some people it happens quite easily. Some people are able to experience miracles and others do not. So what needs to be present when a miracle happens?
Oh, it's such a great question, Irem. And this came to my awareness and realization through working directly with Spirit with my clients. And I noticed that some clients on my calls would have immediate results. You know, they'd send the email the next day saying, OMG, this has happened. I can't believe it. And, you know, I've worked on things my whole life, and how did this happen so quickly? So I started to investigate with Spirit. And what I've discovered is that, well, one, we have to have a direct connection to Spirit. So through the power of prayer, that's usually when miracles occur. But on top of that, just like we can connect directly with Spirit, it's actually our soul aspect of self that needs to be involved fully. Our soul aspect of self is very different than our spiritual aspect of self. Our spiritual aspect of self is expressed through our higher self in alignment as an extension of Spirit. And that part of ourself is fully on board with wholeness, perfect health, prosperity in every present moment, and can guide us and lead us to that. Where we get off track is with our soul pre-programming before we're incarnated. And our souls have these karmic patterns that are saying, oh, I'm not so sure about that, Spirit. I've had this, and this happen in my past lives, and I've made all these vows, contracts, and agreements to say, it's really not safe for me to align with Spirit. And so, but we come into these incarnations for that very purpose, to remember that we are one with Spirit and that we're perfect and whole. So if we can work with the soul mediators, educators, and counselors to really reassure your soul, so I invite everybody right now just to put your hands on your heart, and we'll call the soul mediators, the educators, and counselors in for all of you to just remind our souls that it is safe in this lifetime to come into completion and rest with these soul lessons that we've come to learn. And we can break through them with ease, and we don't have to suffer, and then we can step into that which is for us right here, right now. And so what I've discovered is that when a miracle happens, basically says, yes, right here, right now. But we also need to remember that ultimately it is our souls. We can ask and create support and love and a circle of empowerment and safety and security for our souls. But sometimes the soul lessons are more important than moving into wholeness right away. And that's something we all need to trust, that if that's where we cultivate our faith, if things aren't looking the way we want them to just yet, that perhaps the soul lesson is more important. But if we continue to cultivate our spiritual practice and deepen our connection to Spirit, and we work with our soul aspect of self to align with Spirit, we will come into completion and rest with our soul lessons more quickly. And so that is my prayer for everyone on this call, my deepest prayer.
Beautiful. That, love it.
Yeah, that we really, we can reassure our souls here together that we have the support, and we can. We really, really can, because our souls have had, that's the eternal aspect of ourselves. It's had numerous lifetimes of suffering and trauma, and together we can heal that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, amen to that.
Yeah, we can.
I feel it
shifting already.
Listeners.
What's that?
Yeah, beautiful. I feel it too. I feel
that's
it too.
Happening.
I feel the shift happening as well. It is happening.
I have the goosebumps all over my body.
Let's work with some of our callers. Oh, I love it. I love it. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the first caller. You guys can, if you want to receive healing, if you want to work on something directly with Margo, please call in. Dial in the phone and then press *2 and it will place you in the queue. At the moment, I'm going to pick caller number one. Area code 317, you are on.
Hi, is that me?
Yes,
hey,
it is.
Hello.
What's your name, dear?
Oh, hi. My name is Julie. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am working on perfect health. I have not sure what's really blocking me from achieving that, because I do a lot of treatments and a lot of nutrition, and, you know, and I feel like I have a strong spiritual side, but not sure what's holding me back.
Oh, Okay, so you're I love your attitude, Julie. So instead of focusing on the suffering, you're calling in perfect health. So that intention alone will support you, and I'm getting from Spirit that it is happening. You are actually currently in the process of transforming your cellular memory. So transforming your cellular memory in physical and energetically. Basically so that you can receive and integrate the new energies coming in. So again, it's interesting that you were focusing on that which you're calling in. So let's see what it is that will support you. But you're currently wanting to transform cellular memory, which will mean, now it's showing us that there's some trauma fields, short patterns, some pain bodies that want to clear. And this is actually some dependent patterns with beings from other.
Margo,
you're
getting really choppy. Is that from just for me or for you as well, hon?
I don't feel choppy, but how's Julie? Can you hear me, Julie?
I can, but I can hear the choppiness. I hope that's not me.
So I'm just going to ask myself, Spirit, to clear the energies. So we'll ask that the heart waves be cleared. There's a lot of energy moving here because there's so many people on the call and the energies are moving. So I'm just going to ask that be cleared and just ask everyone to ground. And Julie, you're calling in a lot of energy. You're clearing a lot of trauma actually at the moment. But if you feel confused or frustrated in physical form, why things aren't shifting for you, Spirit's showing me that the root cause of some of this is from codependent patterns with beings from other dimensions. So we're reminded that only 1% of our souls are here in physical form and that we're functioning simultaneously in other dimensions. So Spirit's asking that we clear for you. Discordant energy is being held on beings in other dimensions, and we're going to clear all bleed over into this lifetime for you right here, right now. And the energies that are running here are victimization and helplessness. Anything else? No. So we ask High Self Spirit for Julie to please clear all victimization and helplessness energies held on any beings from other dimensions. Please clear right here, right now, clearing all layers, all levels, all conscious, subconscious minds, and all compartments. Thank you, Spirit, clear to zero. And just watch any energies, Julie, of victimization or helplessness. They'll feel like denser energies. Send the gold white light of your spiritual essence to those energies. There you go. I've got goosebumps all over my body, and it's clearing for you. And we ask that any of these energies be cleared and closed. Close all bleed over from other dimensions. We can tap into the other dimensions for the positive energies, but we forbid any of these energies in Julie's energy field right here, right now. Thank you, Spirit. And we're going to also, that's clearing. You should be feeling that. That's feeling a lot more neutral. But it's so confusing sometimes because we're so multidimensional that when we access these multidimensional aspects of ourselves, we're so relieved that there's so much more hope available to us other than just using mental aspects of self. So Spirit's also indicating that you want to call in more positive energies. Yes. So you are calling in and requiring the energies of kindness and consideration. So that's both kindness of yourself to yourself, Julie, and from others. So we download for Julie right here, right now. Thank you, Spirit. The energies of kindness and consideration. So deep breath, Julie, down to your lower belly. And then exhale, kindness down to the ground. And everyone on this call, please join us in unity and friendship to download kindness and consideration to clear out any victimization and helplessness. Downloading kindness and consideration on all layers, all levels, above and below Julie's soul, and reestablishing the musical score of Julie's soul for miracles and wholeness in this lifetime with kindness and consideration. There we go. Beautiful.
You should be feeling a lot more centered and relaxed. I know I am over here.
Yes, I am, for sure.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so then for follow-up with that, you know, I just support you, Julie, to keep working with the high-frequency energies of kindness and consideration. Write it down. You know, you could work with the modules, or you could work with transformational releasing statements and downloading this information. You know, just even putting in big letters, I am kindness and I am consideration. And really take care of yourself and watch how those energies will alone can transform your physical experience for perfect health. How are you feeling now?
Really light. And I mean, when you started to bring other dimensions, I was like, oh my gosh, like I wanted to cry, which I don't really, I'm not one of those people that travels to those other dimensions.
Well, we don't know that we are sometimes, but you are. And isn't it fantastic how it's just a knowing. When we know the truth, spirit just showed you the truth. And that's where miracles happen in spirit, just, and you knew it, and you don't know why you know it, but we do know these things. So it speaks to the importance of the cultivation and to tap in and tune in and drop into that which is for you, because it's all for you here. And my prayer for you is perfect health. And your job now is to watch those miracles unfold. I'm so, so happy that you're here.
And then let me just ask you one last question. Like, which package do you think I should get?
A or B? I'm getting B.
B.
B, yeah. What will serve you is to work through those modules are going to support you to cultivate this direct connection with spirit. Their module 2 will really help you align your soul with spirit to say, hey, I'm aware of the blocks. I'm willing to align with spirit, and I have the faith. So it'll cultivate the faith required to support your soul to come into alignment for perfect health. And then once all that's set up, it will go into, no stone was left unturned here. You're going to clear ancestral programs, soul pre-programming. Then it will support your inner child where you may have developed core beliefs or wounding, psychic wounding about your health. Or this, probably that's where the kindness and consideration would show up. So, you know, working through those modules, and then with the Sovereign Solution, it's a 1-hour module that you can, so I think that's an add-on. But, and then Spirit's indicating Package B, because then you can also get a little bit more direct personal feedback in terms of what's blocking you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Margo. Thank you, Erin. I really
How are you doing now? I'm getting that's cleared.
Yeah, I feel really good.
Yeah, I
awesome.
Feel good too. Thanks,
awesome.
Julie. Thanks.
All
I'm
right,
feeling good over here too.
Take care. Lots of love. Thank you, sweetheart. Beautiful. All right, let's move on. Let's talk to another person quickly so we can help as many people as we can. If you can please pick a number for me between 1 and 20.
Me?
So, Margo, if you can give me,
sorry.
If you can give me a number. That's
let's go with 20.
All right. That is area code 467, and you are on now. 467.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Janet here from Sweden.
Hi, Janet.
Hello, Janet.
Yes. I just wonder what is my blockage.
And is there a specific concern that's happening for you in terms of a symptom or a specific situation, Janet?
I had multiple skin cancer going on for years. So I wonder why I never get out of that loop.
Okay, well, yes, no surprise. So Spirit's showing me right away, Janet. No, it's interesting. So our skin is the outer, the integumentary system that protects the whole body. So our skin represents the boundary, right? So if you have lesions or trouble with your skin, it would indicate that there's some openings and cracks in your field. Spirit's showing me right away to remove any inhibiting fields and openings and cracks. So that's usually a result of past life or this life. There's been trauma where your boundaries have been violated. So your skin is showing you that your boundaries need to be reestablished. So that's also covered in all the modules. But we can ask Spirit right here, right now, to... I'm just going to ask Spirit what color, because the frequency of color can really, really help us. So Spirit's showing me that the color green. So we're just going to download for you, Janet, right off the bat. You're wanting actually, it's mental boundaries, okay, so that people have interfered with your thinking. So it's mental boundaries. So we ask for the color green to bring in revelation and awakening for your mental aspect of self so that you can come into your own thinking, your own thoughts.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that people's other people's thoughts are getting in there. You're allowing, though, right? So we ask High Spirit to protect you with this beautiful frequency of green and the revelation that your thoughts matter and that your thoughts will heal you. And that we ask this to come down as a boundary, protecting you with sovereignty. And as these high-frequency energies come in, bringing in more grace, purity, love, and wholeness, and perfect health, that will act as immunity, Janet, is from the inside out. You don't need to look outside of yourself to protect rigidly anymore. As you allow these high-frequency energies to come in from Spirit, they will give you buoyancy and immunity and protection from the inside out, and your skin will heal up. Your skin is a blessing. It's showing you that these boundaries have been violated, but this can heal, and you can heal this through the frequencies of Spirit. It's just downloading for you. Work with the color green, which is the color of the heart center, which is the epicenter, connecting your physical self to Spirit. So Spirit's just showing you that if you work with your heart center, you will receive these high-frequency energies and be immune from the inside out, and then your skin will heal.
Oh, I'm feeling so blessed that you took my call and you helped me with this, because it has really been an ongoing issue for so long now, and I'm so done with it.
So Spirit's helping me, reminding you, Jenna, that just being mindful of your language, your thoughts around being done with it. Because anytime we push against or try to fix or change, Spirit's inviting you to just receive and allow the high frequency energies of Spirit now. So that to allow it to be, to bless it and thank it. It's here to show you that Spirit is here for you now.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for all the good advice and the healing and everything. I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's coming down into every cell.
Oh, great.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And a reminder that everyone on the call, if we're a collective, that would be a reminder to everyone on this call that we need to close our fields, any openings and cracks in our fields, that because we've experienced trauma, that's where the energy, the discordant energy gets in. So, you know, everybody deep breath into the low belly, exhale to the ground, and open and allow all that high frequency energies to come in to provide you with immunity to close those openings and cracks. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Let's move on to the next person. And that is area code. Oh, no, you have to first pick one, somebody for me.
1 to 20. Let's go with number 7.
Number 7 is area code 561. 561,
yes.
You are on.
I'm at Elizabeth, and thank you for this call. I'm ready. I want that deep connection with that spirit for communication and moving forward with my physical body, my legs, and walking.
Okay, so our legs are often a sign that we're not receiving those high-frequency energies. So, Elizabeth, your intuition is reassuring you that you're connected to spirit, and you know that for some reason you're not getting these high-frequency energies all the way down to your legs. So just invite you to take a deep breath right down to your toes. And exhale all the way down to the ground, opening your crown. And we ask High Self Spirit to please download the violet flame of Saint Germain and the iridescent love of Grace Elohim and the scalar waves of unconditional love for Elizabeth now. And just opening your crown, allowing that to come all the way down. My hands are on your feet. Imagine my hands on your feet.
Yes.
And bring your awareness all the way down there and exhale. And just, I invite you to open and allow to the healing frequencies of spirit for miracles and wholeness and perfect health now. And you spoke to communication as well. So just bringing in perfect communication and clearing any blocks. I'm getting enemy patterning. And let's see. Yeah, so this is definitely physical for you. It's saying, spirit's showing me that it would really, every single day, Elizabeth, grounding your spiritual essence in. That would be module one in the 10-week activation series, is you're not grounded. So if you can't ground, sometimes if we've had trauma, we go up and out through the crown, and we want to find our way back home. So there's a place
yes.
where, you know, you might have incarnated and not really want to be here. So spirit's showing you that it's safe, again, with your soul. We're realigning your soul to spirit. It's safe to be here. And that when you're grounded, you will receive those high-frequency energies for healing in this lifetime. But it's for you, it's about grounding that spiritual essence in so that you can be present and then release the blocks.
Yeah. Yes. Thank yeah. you.
So, grounding practice.
That's easy and fun to do. Thank you.
Yeah, and module one can really help you with that. It will set you up to do that every day. It's like your spiritual hygiene, right? Like the process
yes.
we did at the beginning of this call.
Yes.
Morning
and
night.
I will do that.
Okay. And spirit's doing it for you as well. You remember that you're supported.
Very much so.
Awesome.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
I
You're
so
welcome,
appreciate
my dear. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. And, yep, still 20 people. So another number, please.
Four.
Number four is area code 646, you are on now. 646, hello. All right, I will pick the next number to that then. 520, you are on now. Area code 520. Uh-oh. Okay,
I heard.
So guys, please, did you hear something?
I heard some beeps, so perhaps they disconnected or something.
No, that was my phone. Please make sure you are unmuted on your own line so that when we pick you and you call out your name, you're able to respond quickly because, you know, to save, in the essence of, you know, saving time, we want to quickly move on. 617, area code 617.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
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 Oh, lovely. Thank you.
What
Who is
this?
What's your name, dear?
Jess, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. So, thank you both. And I don't know how much ground to cover here. I want to keep it really simple, but my life has been anything but. Aside from chronic spine pain, for many years, I'm concerned about what's been blocking me. I understand the ancestral piece, the karmic piece, the, you know, but I'd like to hear what you might bring me regarding no income. My livelihood has been limited throughout my whole life, and I'm at 71 years. So
the spirit's showing me, Jackie, yeah, right away that the process of chelation would support you, which means you're only relying on certain aspects of yourself, like you're relying on your mental aspects of self. So spirit's inviting you to take a deep breath through your heart with the white light.
Yeah.
If you could do that now. And Spirit's calling in a unified field to remind you that you're a multidimensional being. And this is going to support your whole spine. So breathing in the white light through, put your awareness at the spine, in your heart center. Bring the white light in through and around your body at this heart center. And then take another breath in through your heart with the white light. Extend that white light to your crown and all the way down to your feet, all along that center channel. Your Metatronic gateway, which is the channel through which spirit comes, wants to be recalibrated with this white light and bringing you into alignment as a multidimensional being. Take another deep breath in through your heart center and extend that white light all the way up to spirit and down to the center of the earth. And feel it moving in, through, and around your whole body from that heart-centered space right at the spine. And just, it's bringing in that white light along your spine, repairing and recalibrating your Metatronic gateway system, which speaks to the, our energy structures can be traumatized, right? And so if we're just working with our mind, we can't receive these energies. So Spirit's showing you that if you can stay within that beautiful encapsulated orb of white light, it will support your spine. And as that high frequency energy comes down your chakras through your spine, it will alleviate the chronic pain. Again, focusing on this white light as a resource of wholeness and perfect health, instead of which is so difficult in our human experiences, the pain in the spine. But pivoting back to that which is for you right here in this beautiful white light. I'm just going to see if there's any codependent patterns contributing to this pain or if you have pain bodies. So Spirit's showing me that for you, it's the morphogenetic field. So you're taking on the energies of the collective, which would again speak to openings and cracks, so that you're taking on energies of the whole collective and that you're wanting to release and forgive yourself for choosing the soul journey. And there's some energies of stubbornness and resistance. Anything else? No. So we ask High Self Spirit to please clear all energies of stubbornness and resistance. This has been painful. Yeah, this has been so painful. And releasing back to the morphogenetic field all that does not belong to you anymore. Clear, remove, send to proper place, clearing all stubbornness, resistance on all layers, all levels, above and below your soul, all conscious, subconscious, minds and compartments clear to zero. Just watch that go. This is not yours, and we ask High Self Spirit to reestablish the boundaries. Yeah, this is not your energy. Just watch it go. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's still clearing.
Yeah.
It's still clearing. This reminds everyone that we take on this collective energy, right? It's very, very difficult times right now. So I'm going to ask, we're going to call upon Zior Continuum right now, which are beautiful light beings that are going to, I want you to send an electrical cord down to the ground, center of the earth, and a magnetic cord and a gravitational cord. And we ask High Self Spirit to please recalibrate the amplitude and frequency of your electrical, magnetic, and gravitational forces to support you to stay balanced and harmonized within the collective morphogenetic field. There we go. Send those down. And we call in those beautiful light beings to support you. And this is happening for everyone on the call. Just send an electrical, magnetic, and gravitational cord down to the center of the earth. And we ask that it be balanced and harmonized by zero continuum, beautiful light beings. There we go. And just releasing any of this rigidity, the stubbornness or resistance that we're feeling in response to the collective. There we go. And know that we're harmonized and balanced from spirit. There we go. How's that feeling?
Oh, lots of love, really wonderful energy and softening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of anger and frustration there as well. So
yeah.
Spirit's supporting you to get that help. And I can certainly help you with that, or the program can, to release any further anger and frustration. We're all feeling frustrated right now. And it's a discordant energy. We need to allow it to rise and release. And we have the support available to us to transmute any anger, mm-hmm. frustration, and hatred. I think, especially as women, we're indoctrinated to think we shouldn't hate anyone or anything. But that's a normal energy. It's just energy. But it needs to be transmuted. And so it's just clearing that energy for you. But we don't want to end there. I'm just going to see what positive energy we can bring in for you. Yeah, so Spirit's supporting you to cultivate your faith and trust. So the program can help you with that as well. So we ask High Self Spirit to download for you. And everyone on this call, the energies of faith and trust, the deep conviction that we're always in the right place at the right time, and that we're supported.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the faith and trust that we are whole and we have the ability to command miracles in this lifetime and to fulfill the wholeness through the purity of your heart. So it's just bringing in that pure, pure energy through your heart within that white orb all the way through your spine. And grounding, deep breath into your low belly and exhaling to the ground, grounding in that faith and trust. There we go. You are safe.
Well,
and Spirit's also bringing in gratitude and praise for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bringing in the gratitude and the praise. And that's coming down for everyone. Thank you, Spirit. Deep breath. How are you doing now?
Bit good, overwhelmed. You know, I mean, not. I'm feeling so much shifting, and also, you know, that then I guess I'm curious about the stubbornness as a form of protection from not feeling safe, or am I going too much in my mind with this?
No, that's your intuition. Again, I allow and I accept, right? The faith and the trust. I allow and I accept.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am faith, I am trust. That will release the resistance and the stubbornness. When we have stubbornness, when we don't want to feel the hate, I think that you've been resisting feeling the anger, hate, and frustration. So that's what creates the resistance.
Yeah.
I support you to work through the program. It will release any anger, frustration, and hate and normalize it. We all have these emotions, but we are not these emotions. You are faith and trust. And that's where the vitality and creativity is available to you. It will come through. It will come through.
Yeah, because the expression of the anger doesn't work for me. And, you know, it's so ugly from having lived from others, you know, so much anger and hate throughout my life since birth. But, you know, so to express it in the way that, you know, is encouraged is not a solution. So you're bringing in this other energy, which will help.
It will help, but it's also okay it's okay to express your anger, frustration, hate in a healthy container through journaling.
Healthy,
there's a workbook in the program, and through journaling and contemplation, getting that anger, frustration out in a healthy way. That's information. It's telling you that you were violated in human form.
Yeah.
And that you can rise, release those energies, and then bring in the other to help you transmute it and release it. But it does need to be felt to be released. We don't want to spiritually bypass and not feel these things in our human experience. We have to remember we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and the human emotions can release, and then we pivot back to that which is for us as wholeness of spirit. And all that is happening for you right now. There's a lot of vitality and creativity coming back in for you right here, right now, spiritual.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a creative person. So remember, pivot back to that which you want to co-create with spirit.
This is very powerful, dear.
And that energy is coming
out of it. I'm very, very blessed for your taking my call today, Aram. And
I bless you for your bravery.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say the same thing, because this is such an important lesson for everybody to be reminded that, you know, there are emotions that we judge and label as bad. Because we want to, of course, express the beauty of emotions into the world. But these emotions also have a very powerful place. So expressing them in a healthy way, in a healthy container, because otherwise we anchor them in, right? But whatever we resist, it persists.
Yeah,
and anchor it in.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't want. So there is a place. There's a reason why we have these emotions. And it's experiencing, you know, everything, the full human experience to understand. And then we can release and move on. Thank you, my sweetheart. That was so beautiful.
And
thank
so
you.
Brave.
Thank you.
And spirits
thank you, Margo.
You're so brave.
You're not alone. And as a collective call, we're reminded that everyone on this call has those feelings. So thank you for bringing it into this space.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I apologize for my doubts before hearing, feeling.
Don't be apologetic. No, don't be apologetic.
Well, it was. It
bless you and
very,
thank you.
Yeah, you addressed it in a way that is so accessible for me. And I'm an intuitive healer of 46 years, and I have not had it. I've been able to access this in the way that you've brought. So many thanks.
So beautiful.
Well,
yes, Margo.
The grace of God is here for you.
Yeah. I can't afford to do this session with you, but I'm going to have to find my way. So this is essential.
All right. Well, I'm here for you and everyone on the call.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Blessings. Thank
bless
you,
dear.
I won't take any more time.
Thank you.
Okay. Lots of love to you. That was so beautiful. And it's such an important lesson, isn't it? That's what Rumi said, that there's a field beyond the right and wrong, and that's where you will find me. And it's so true. We want to progress. Of course we do on this spiritual journey. We want to progress, but we can't bypass. You know, that's the beauty of it. We know
and that
speaks
to the thing at the beginning when we're talking about sometimes the soul lesson, right? Is there something we need to learn or move through with learning how to experience these denser energies? And sometimes that's more important than feeling good all the time.
I totally get it. I agree. I have been there. And, you know, I went through a phase like that where there was just so much anger that would just erupt out of me, right? Because I wasn't willing to acknowledge it in me. So it would erupt at times that was not convenient. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, I thought I had healed all of this stuff and you know, ever since I moved to Pakistan and, you know, a lot of that patriarchal stuff that I had fought against my whole life, and I thought I had completely transmuted it. And that began to come up. And my mentor, Chris, said to me, never pretend to be more awake than you are. So I was
reminded that, yes, it's perfectly okay to acknowledge that I have all this anger and hate inside of me. And I really had to go into that and feel it and feel the power of that hate and find the gold in it, right? It was my absolute conviction that, you know,
yes,
people should not be persecuted and females should not be, women should not be persecuted and all of that. So that's where I eventually found the strength from, actually, you know, allowing the hate, the anger, the hurt, all of that to come up. Because it's through, as you go through it, it's like layers. You have to feel those layers to get to the root of it. And eventually you find compassion, right? Eventually,
yeah, it's the psychic wounding of that inner child. And
yeah,
I really invite everyone on this call to bring that aspect of self into your healing, is the inner child and all the psychic wounds. It needs to be honored and supported and cared for. And when we can return to the innocence with forgiveness for all of these codependent patterns we learned and all of our hate and frustration or anything that we've incorporated to survive, that we forgive ourselves. And then from that platform of innocence and forgiveness, we can move into the prosperity and abundance available to us by shifting our consciousness into these new beliefs, perceptions, and judgments that support us to remember, right, that we are aligned with spirit. But we can't do that piece first. So in the modules, it takes you through that whole process of supporting the inner child, any psychic wounding that you've experienced by anyone who's harmed you, and giving you the tools to reconstruct that and to feel it move through it, and then bring the inner adult on to support new levels of consciousness for wholeness and clear any additional blocks, and then support your body and your energy structures so that your inner child, your soul, and all aspects of self feel supported as a whole being, multidimensional being. And like you're speaking to, this, there's such a process, and we have to trust it. We are supported in this process. We're always right where we're meant to be.
Yeah. And there's a reason why your soul chose to go through that. It chose to go through the experience, the wounding that would then create the anger, the hate. And there's a reason why. And so we have to honor that. And like you said, Margot, trust the process. Trust it. So let's go ahead and talk about your offer, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful gift that you have brought for us today. I encourage everyone to either click on the link or just type in orderjoy2020.com/Margot22. And that will bring us to this page with Margot's beautiful picture on it. And Margot, I invite you to please describe what's going to happen in this package so people can decide which one is going to best suit them.
Sure. So this is an in-depth 10-week activation series. And I have to say, Spirit guided me through this whole process through channeling, and no stone was left unturned. And the process, week one will support you to cultivate that direct connection with Spirit. And with practice, you can use that as your daily hygiene to ensure you're protected and supported by Spirit at all times for direct and accurate outcomes. Then Module 2 will support that soul-spirit alignment. It will clear any blocks your soul may have to the willingness to step into, you know, whatever your intention is in this lifetime. And you can use this series with your own intentions. You can go through it again and again. So it's yours for life, and it will serve any intention you have. So that's the beauty of it. And then once you've created that direct connection and alignment with your soul-spirit connection, Spirit will then take you on a beautiful journey of clearings and activations to clear soul family, ancestral, morpho, like it showed up to be the morphogenetic collective patterns, astral programs. All programs will be cleared. And then we'll move into when our souls incarnate into our mother's womb, we inherit all sorts of discordant energies in the womb and intergenerational trauma. So you'll be freed from family tree or any loyalties to any conflicts with the ancestors. That's a powerful module. Then also there's an inner child clearing to support any of the psychic wounding and moving you into deep healing for the inner child. Then we move into supporting the inner adult to cultivate those no beliefs, perceptions, and judgments that will support new consciousness. And this is all integrating all aspects of yourself as a multidimensional being as you go. And then transformational statements are a really big part of the work I do. When we can say transformational releasing statements out loud, you'll be guided through those, and that activates your throat chakra, and it creates a new energetic program or field for your energy field to follow, which will then further reestablish your consciousness for purity, wholeness, all things good. And then at the latter modules move into supporting your physical body. The physical body, once those our consciousness has shifted, our physical body is usually the last thing that shows symptoms of disruptive consciousness. So we'll support your energy structures, your chakras, your energy field to support your physical body, which will then move into supporting your nervous system, your endocrine system, balance all your hormones, and then completing with a brain recalibration, because the brain will support all of this to come into place through the spine and all those energy systems. And then the last module is supporting, which came through today with one of the callers, that Metatronic gateway, your channel itself can be damaged from trauma. So recalibrating the structures of the Metatronic gateway, any energy structures that support your physical body. And it's a comprehensive program. You will not be the same person when you're complete. And then after that, once all those are activated, you can use the Sovereign Solution, which is a 1-hour MP3 recording. And you basically can choose any healing or manifestation intention and work with the Sovereign Solution. And it will support you to clear anything that does no longer serve and download that which supports your consciousness, your energy structures, your field, your body for wholeness and miracles. So it's powerful. And then alongside all of that, there is also a bonus, the affirmative prayers within themselves. These are channeled affirmative prayers that will activate your higher self mastery for love, faith, the trust we talked about, cultivating the faith, trust to move into clarity. And once we have clarity, we can move into alignment, forgiveness, and innocence. So all of these prayers cultivate all of those aspects of your higher self. And the innocence is really the pivotal piece to return to that. And then the affirmative prayers move into atonement and the activation of grace and the high frequency energies and home. So, working with all those together. And then there's one important intake. So there's a workbook that supports the mental aspect of self.
Margo?
Yeah.
It's getting really choppy again.
Oh, no.
It was clear when you did the clearing. It was very clear. And then it just now started to get choppy again.
Now, just ask for clearing. It's probably, you know what, Miriam? It's probably the energy of the program. I have to say, emphasize to everyone who purchases it to do the clearings probably maximum twice a week. They're very powerful.
Yeah.
So
because when you did that other clearing, it was absolutely clear, and then you started talking about the program, and it started to get choppy. So,
the frequencies
totally
are really high in that program. Yeah. I went through major transformation in the creation of it, like miracle after miracle transformed in my life as I made that program. So there, it's settling down. So we ask High Soul Spirit to bring in the angels of light and to detoxify anything that's detoxing as we're speaking here. Gently.
Mm.
Yeah. Gently, gently.
Yeah, I feel it. It's settling.
There we go.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
And that speaks to often our perfectionism energy, as those committed to our healing were reminded that we do this healing at a pace that we don't want to push the river. We do the modules once a week. We integrate, we journal, it's speaking to the excitement of the group and wanting to heal, which is beautiful. But we're reminded that we take the time to integrate these processes. And so Spirit's just
beautiful.
Doing that now. So the
and
program
Gretchen
is thorough. Yes?
Yeah, Gretchen just messaged me that since we want really everybody to be able to take advantage of this really amazing, powerful, beautiful offer, we are extending the early bird prices for another day, but they will be gone. So if this is something that resonated with you, and I'd be surprised if it didn't because the energies were just so powerful and so beautiful, then make sure that you take action within the next 24 hours. So we're extending the early bird prices for another day. And you still have the mega bonus, which is the 10 affirmative prayer activations for higher self-mastery. And those of you that want to have the 30-minute one-on-one session with Margot, then that's in Package B. And I also wanted you to address the there's an add-on that we decided to add at the last minute because it was such a powerful piece. And I've seen that many people that jumped in over the weekend and bought the package have actually gotten the Sovereign Solution as well. So did you already address that? I just want you to talk about that a little bit because it's such a powerful tool to have.
Yeah, the Sovereign Solution is an MP3 recording, which is 1 hour, and I was guided to do that after the 10-week series was downloaded. And basically, the 10-week series is activated within one MP3 recording. So once people listen, you know, move through the 10-week series, they can use the Sovereign Solution alone for any healing or manifestation intention. And you hold your intention and simply listen to the Sovereign Solution, and it will release anything back to Spirit that needs to clear, and then download everything you need to move into your intention. So it's very powerful, but it covers everything that's in the 10 weeks in the one MP3.
But you want to we just want to remind everybody that you want to go through the 10-week program first.
Yeah,
because
probably too much information for somebody who hasn't gone through that in an incremental process. I would not recommend
so it's
that.
Better that you, yeah, so it's not recommended. I know some people are still going to do it, but it's recommended that you go through the program first, and then listen to the Sovereign Solution. And you can listen to it anytime for anything. And it's a tool you will have forever. So
and they
very
have
powerful.
Very different intentions, right? They're very intentionally different. The 10-week series is really the work, and it's kind of like we said, we don't want to spiritually bypass. We want to do the work because we want to align with Spirit and incrementally and in a gentle manner and a loving manner that supports you to move into that, which is for you right at the right time. So that 10-week series is so incredibly thorough. And then the intention of the Sovereign Solution is to support you once you've moved through that to make it more convenient for you.
Yeah, to easily just use that whenever you need to. And even the 10-week program, what you guided me to do was to just listen to one MP3 a week. If I am called, if I feel like listening to it again, I can listen to that particular one as many times as I want, but really just use the one MP3 per week and then move on to the next one, right?
Absolutely. And then once you've finished, though, you can use them as needed. Like you might feel like you've been triggered, you know, your inner child was triggered, so you could go back to the inner child clearing. Every time you listen to each of them, they will provide a different healing because
beautiful.
You'll be in a different place.
So beautiful.
Yeah, love it. I absolutely love it. So a really, really powerful, beautiful program that I think, especially these times that we are going through these major shifts, this is such a beautiful opportunity to really finally release what we absolutely do not want to keep and contain anymore, and really upgrade the energies, and then have those of you that are called to get the Sovereign Solution. What a great tool to have at your convenience whenever you want to release something or manifest something.
And then
with the intention in place.
On that note where you said, yeah, these difficult times, the last module 10 does go into a lot more around the boundaries and providing that boundary support for everyone through these times.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, such a pleasure to be here. Again, I hold the deepest prayers for everyone on this call. I would love to work with you and, you know, work with spirit and co-create all sorts of magic and miracles for you. And just remind everyone that it's possible. We are sovereign beings,
yeah.
And we can heal ourselves.
Absolutely.
I'm living proof. If I can
do it,
you can do it.
Yes. I have a lot of messages on the webcast that they are just buzzing with energy. So, yes, there was a lot of energy on the call. And, no, I was not on the web. I was on the telephone, and it kept getting choppy. But every time you cleared it, it got cleared. So thank you so much. And, Margot, I just want to honor you, and I just want to take a moment to thank you. It was so beautiful. I'm so deeply honored to have shared this space with you today, and so deeply grateful for all the beautiful work that you do and all the energy and the passion that you put in for us while creating this package. I'm so, so grateful. Thank you so much, my dear.
It's my pleasure and my joy. I'm wondering, Iram, in closing, if we could do a brief
absolutely, my dear.
Yeah, let's do that.
Absolutely.
I'm getting guided that when we say things out loud, it's going to give us a new vibrational frequency and pattern to follow. So in closing, let's do a return statement. So I invite everyone to say after me. And we're going to gather the collective energies that could be here in anyone's way. So we say, saying after me, I now give back to spirit everything that does not belong to me. Including the energy spirit wants, including the energies of illness and self-destruction. There's the anger, the frustration, and the hatred. And any sabotage and betrayal, anything else? No. So deep breath in and exhale. All that spirit, forgive myself for taking on these discordant energies and limiting my spiritual. And I release myself and any others involved to the care of spirit now. And then we'll do a recall statement and saying after me, I now take back everything and in my highest. The energy is up. Thomas? Reverend. Grace, and there's the faith and trust, the collective pattern here for all of us. Breathing in all those energies down to your low belly and exhaling to the ground. And then sing up to me the rest of the spirit. And pivot into those beautiful high frequency energies and saying in closing, I forgive myself for giving away my good. And limiting my spiritual potential, and I release myself and all others involved to the care of spirit now. I am whole,
I am whole. And we give thanks to Spirit for this time together in unity and friendship. Thank you, Spirit, and for the activation of our ability to command miracles and to fulfill this wholeness through the purity of our hearts. May you all be blessed. I send you deep, deep love and gratitude. Namaste.
Thank you, my dear, and thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Lots of love and many blessings. Take care
thank
for
you,
now and
Miriam.
Enjoy these beautiful energies. Yes, you're welcome. And enjoy these beautiful energies as they continue to work with you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.